Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And today, I did something I haven't done in a very long time, and that's go on a long motorcycle ride, where I pretty much experienced everything that, of biker nightmares are made of. What normally would take 30 minutes by car ended up taking hours by motorcycle, because we took all the country roads, because due to my anxiety and my post-traumatic stress disorder resulting from my previous motorcycle accident, I kind of freak out on highways. It's just too much for me. I can't ride 70. I used to be able to, because 70 was how fast I was going when I hit the deer the first time, which, by the way, was 10 years ago, May 29th. I totally missed my anniversary of my, I always call it, what is it, the death of one of my 9 lives. I only have, 6 left? Yeah, 6. Anyway, went on a motorcycle ride, and I had bad feelings about it from the moment I left. But nothing bad happened, just, you know, stuff to keep you awake. Kind of got lost out in the back roads. We got lost. hit a road where it just disappeared into gravel. And the gravel went on for miles. And my beloved's like, no. He turned around. Oh, excuse me. He says, we're not riding this. And then we turn around. And it starts to rain. The sun is still shining while it's raining, and there's nowhere to go, so you just keep going. We didn't get drenched, it was more just like mist or drizzle, spit, I don't know, just, it was so muggy out, and then you could smell the asphalt being wet, and the aroma, the scent of it was so strong. You can't get that kind of not stimuli, not sensation, intensity in a car. And the corn, or the smell of the fields of corn when it rains, and the farm smells and wet hay and from the heat. And there was a couple of tractors that went by, and you know, we pass them, and you can smell the diesel or the fuel, and you know, the bugs, and I got hit in the face with a by a butterfly, poor thing, and farmers out there cutting their grass, and then the grass cutlings, psh, you know, fly in your face and land on your lip, and you're like, ew, you know, and that's all just from, you know, the heat and then the rain, and you know, I mean, your senses are just so awake. And then when he was telling me that, you know, he was low on fuel, we stopped and asked a few people at a couple stop signs, and you know, where's the nearest town, and they're like, we don't have a gas station in this town. I'm like, oh my god, because there's only like 10 people in this town. It's not even a town, it's like, I forgot what they call them. But anyway. And I thought about it. I was thinking, when was the last time I put fuel in my bike? And I'm riding on top of the hill, and I'm looking down, and the pavement is just wet, and you've got puddles from where the concrete or the cement has sunk in from the tires. And I'm riding in the middle, and I'm thinking, I think I might need fuel. And then the engine just shuts off. I'm like, crap, I'm out of gas. And then I hit the reserve tank, and I'm going. And we end up making it to civilization, getting something to eat, going shopping, picking up a few things, and then heading back. It was so sticky and muggy out, but as long as you're moving, you're okay. And we left, I think it might have been close to 6:30. And I start panicking at dusk because my accident was around in between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. I think it was more closer to 9. Because it was dark. But I didn't have anxiety going or coming home, but going there. Because I did stop. I told my beloved, I can't. Let's just turn around and go back. And he goes, we can't because we don't have enough. Well, I didn't have enough fuel, and neither did he. He wasn't on reserve, but he was getting close to running out on his main tank. And he said, we have to keep going west because, you know, what are we going to do? I'm like, crap. But it wasn't too bad. I mean, I was thinking back to when people on motorcycles were represented as just not quite hippies, but, you know, they'd have their rolled up sleeping bag, and you would just sleep somewhere in a park, and you'd have your bike, and you'd get on it, and you'd ride again, and I couldn't do it. I mean, the sensation of riding, the smells, and the wind, and it's a great feeling, but I couldn't see living that kind of lifestyle. I just loved smelling everything. And there's a couple times you're like smelling, it's like, what is that rotting flesh? What is that horrible smell? That stench. It's livestock. Blech, that's been wet. Or freshly cut grass. You know, it's hot asphalt. And the thing I didn't like, though, is the heat from the engine. It gets really hot. And then on the way back, we're riding along this road, and there was like an S curve, and then all of a sudden the road just disappears into gravel. Rode that for about 2 miles. The good thing about that is it had rained and everything. It wasn't dusty, and the gravel, you know, was kind of down as opposed to when we were headed to that town, or headed west. Coming back, we were headed east, but I only got it up to second gear, and then, you know, you can feel the back tire kind of fishtailing, and I'm thinking, okay, in my head, if I lose control, drop it, jump, but don't slide. And, you know, I'm thinking all these things. But anyway, that's it. Later, news people.